Joyfully Lutheran, Chapter 3. The Third Commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not despise preaching and His word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Psalm 43:4. Over the centuries, not a few Christians, including some Lutherans, have missed the joyful and central truth of the Third Commandment. It must be understood in full light of the gospel, in the light of Christ, Lord of the Sabbath, Matthew 12:8. In the Old Testament, work was forbidden. Rest was given for man and beast. By the time of Jesus, tradition had been piled high. The commandment itself, including the joyous nature of the Sabbath, Isaiah 58:13, had been obscured. The simplest acts of life were forbidden in a legalistic fit of apparent religious scrupulosity. Even Jesus was attacked by the super religious for allegedly playing fast and loose with the Sabbath. Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath, Matthew 12:2. Rest is beneficial. The Bible's testimony that God created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh, Genesis chapter 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2-3, has wonderfully shaped the world's marking of time in the work week. But Martin Luther, the professor of Old Testament, keenly recognized that Christ and the New Testament do not require a Sabbath rest on a specific day, as did the Old Covenant. The word holiday is used for the Hebrew word Sabbath, which properly means to rest, that is, to cease from labor. Therefore, we usually say to stop working or sanctify the Sabbath. This commandment, therefore, in its literal sense, does not apply to us Christians. The Large Catechism, Part 1, paragraphs 79 and 82. The Lord's Day, Revelation 1:10, or the first day of the week, Acts 27, when Christ was raised from the dead, is Sunday, not the Old Testament Sabbath day, Saturday. From earliest times in the church, the tradition has been to gather on Sunday to hear the word preached and receive Christ's gifts, as the blessed Apostle Paul himself testifies. Christ brought a completely new and joyful reality. You, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Colossians 2:13-14 and 16-17. Luther marvelously summarized the New Testament significance of the Third Commandment in his great hymn, These Are the Holy Ten Commandments. Commands. The day off work provides much needed rest for man and the beast. But the most significant thing on such days is that we have the freedom and time to attend divine service. We come together to hear and use God's word, and then to praise God, to sing and to pray. Large Catechism, Part 1, paragraph 84. So that we do not despise preaching in his word. Why is it important that we do not despise preaching in his word? It is because God's word is the true holy thing above all holy things. Wherever God's word is taught, preached, heard, read, or meditated upon, then the person, day, and week are sanctified. That being in the Large Catechism, Part 1, paragraphs 91 to 92. God's word brings the gifts of which it speaks. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ, Romans 10:17. But hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. The word is regarded as sacred because it sanctifies. The word of God condemns and makes alive. The encounter with preaching in his word makes us and keeps us Christians, forgives our sins, brings us as guests at the Lord's own table for forgiveness, and sends us off into our manifold vocations, joyful, forgiven, and ready to speak the gospel, serve, and forgive those around us. Only a fool would disagree with King David. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Psalm 122, verse 1. Why am I joyfully Lutheran? I know what God's word is. I know the scriptures are God's word. I have a faithful pastor who preaches God's word. We pray. O Lord, in the third commandment you instruct me that I am to take time to tend to preaching and the word of God. I am to regard it as sacred and gladly hear and learn it. I thank you, dear Lord, that you have given the church your perfect written word, and that you have given pastors to preach and teach your word. I thank you for the privilege of daily meditation on the Holy Scriptures and for regular weekly worship where I receive your blessed gifts. I thank you that through such gifts you forgive me, strengthen my heart, and make me rejoice. I confess that too often I am sluggish in reading your word. I have missed church, failed to give thanks for a faithful congregation and pastor, and failed to give attention to your preached word. Forgive me, O Lord, I pray. Bless my pastor with joy in his task of preaching and teaching. Make me attentive to your word, that I gladly hear and learn it. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. Amen.